Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
We've got a little feud, so Allison, cue up the band. So this happened on a North Carolina radio station, 99.3 WBT. It's a news talk station in Charlotte. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Allison, give me the laugh.
Ha ha.
We need one more ha. Huh? It's three.
You
ha ha ha.
Made up for it with the extra one.
That was four. Wait a minute. I only needed three.
So she was a guest on this radio program. I guess Joe Biden's going to North Carolina. It's a swing state. So they had on, ha ha ha, to be a guest. Well, Karine didn't like the questioning of these radio hosts, specifically the news director, Mark Garrison, and she hangs up on the guys. Take a listen.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is a incredibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
No. You're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this. For the past several years, the president's physician has laid out in a comprehensive way the president's health. You know, take the premise of your question. I think it is incredibly insulting, and so we can move on to the next question.
Gas prices and grocery prices, then, big topics here in North Carolina. How does Mr. Biden win votes when people don't have as much disposable income?
Now you're asking me about gas prices. The president took action on gas prices. Let's not forget Russia's invasion on Ukraine skyrocketed prices of gas, and because the president took action, we're in a different place than we were a year ago on gas prices. Eggs, milk, seafood products, all the important groceries, those costs have gone down because of what the president has been able to do. And with that, thank you so much, Mark. Have an amazing, amazing day.
Wow.
She hung up.
Wow.
So the White House press secretary apparently is soft as a baby's ass. You can't take a couple questions from a radio host? How do you stand at that podium every single day and do your job, but you can't handle that?
She's been asked that question a million times. I guess her point was she can't, as the White House, as Biden's spokesman, lend any credence whatsoever that the president has dementia. So even answering the question is kind of legitimizing the question a little bit. And look, it's her job. I mean, she's trying to spin it. We all know. We can see the signs. We all have had grandparents or relatives with the same signs that we see Joe Biden acting out every day. The thing with the grocery store prices, that comment afterwards, Hammer, wait, is she joking? Grocery store prices are through the roof.
And that's why she hung up right away, because she didn't want to have any follow-up questions. Like, I don't know who these radio hosts are, but I would hope they would have pushed back a little bit saying,
yeah, that was interesting.
Wait a minute, you don't get to say prices are down when you were the one that set it at a record high. It's still substantially higher than when, your words, your predecessor was there. So, yeah, that was some interesting radio there. One more time, mood music, Allison.